Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sports. We want to hear about your favorite local athlete, your favorite local team, your favorite local high school, middle school, Pop Warner football team, YMCA basketball team, City League. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about it. Let's let people know about it.
On ESPN Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.
Good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to hour number two of the Carl DeMasi Sports Report right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, WSEG Sports Talk Savannah. So, you know, got to be excited about what happened last night. I'm telling you, I didn't get a chance to go over there. I wasn't part of the ESPN Savannah radio crew due to the fact that, you know, I had my own game now that basketball season started, but we've been calling BC football games on our ESPN High School Game of the Week at least two or three times this year, and I've been following this team since this youngster took the team over about 5 years ago, and he's done a great job. I had the pleasure of this man coached my son, and I'm telling you right now, people, I'm a coach myself. If I had another youngster, this guy would be the man I want to coach football. He's got tough love. He loves his kids. He loves his program, and he's done a great job, and he's going for a second championship in the last two out of the last 3 years. He's joining us now on the ESPN Radio Cricket Wireless Hotline, and, of course, Cricket Wireless is something that always makes you smile, and that's, of course, good friend of mine, good coach, good person, Danny Britt. Danny, great to have you on.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate you having me.
Hey, you know, I mean, You got to be ecstatic. I mean, this team has worked so hard for so long. And, I mean, Coach, I think this is your best defensive unit you've had since you've been there. I don't know if you agree with that, but I'm pretty impressed with what you got on that defense side of the ball.
Yeah, it's a very, very good group, extremely talented and hardworking, and they play very well together. What's amazing is we've got a number of college football players, guys with offers, guys that will play in college, and not one of them are selfish. They do their job and expect the other guy to do his job, and that's what makes them such a good unit. They're not selfish in trying to overplay. They're just trying to do their job for the brothers.
Well, I everybody's got to be impressed with what they're doing and not giving up so many points per game. I think it's less than 7 points per game. You've outscored your opponents in the playoffs like 200-30. But the 30 is the key to me because, you know, as a coach, we live for the next game. We don't look down the road. We don't look for that championship. Well, the next game for you is the championship. But, I mean, you take one game at a time, and I know it's an old coach's cliche, but offense wins games, but defense wins championships.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. If you know, you can score a lot of points, and that's good, and it's good that we're doing that. But your defense is going to win consistently over time and win against the really good teams. And we've tried to build, well, the best of everything, at Benedictine, but we've tried to consistently play sound defense, and we feel like we've done that.
Well, I mean, it's been a unbelievable season for you guys. Did you ever think when you started the season that you'd go into the finals undefeated?
No, I knew it was a possibility, and I knew we would have a very good team. Just kind of wanted to see a few spots and how they played out and then how we gelled. Starting the season against Glenn Academy and then game being in Atlanta against St. Pius, I honestly didn't think we would be undefeated getting to this point, but I knew we would have a very good team and felt like eventually we could make a solid run.
Well, Coach, I mean, the run is there. It's pretty impressive. And offensively, I mean, I think last week Mr. Collins had four touchdowns. This week Mr. Kennedy has four touchdowns. You also got Mr. Smalls in the backfield. I don't know if Mr. Blackshear is healed from that ankle injury yet, but the running game is unbelievable for you guys this year.
It is. It is unbelievable, and it starts with the offensive line, and they do an incredible job. But I tell you what, I'm glad I'm not having to defend our offense. It is really, really tough and really good, and you spread all those athletes around, and the number of ways Baker Woodward gets them the ball is just pretty unbelievable. Yeah, Kennedy went off last night and had four touchdowns, and I'm not even sure how many yards at this point, but but just an incredible football player. He just has so much talent, and what's amazing about him, he's had tons of talent, but he works really hard and is an extremely quiet leader, which you almost never see with a guy with that much talent who's a quiet leader.
Right.
You know, he just goes out and does his job, and everybody likes him, and does whatever he has to for his team.
A special group of young men in the backfield, and I'm Carl DeMasi. You're listening to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, and I got Mr. Britt on here at the last minute. I know he's going to enjoy the one day of beating Callaway last night, but probably knowing you, you're probably looking at game film and getting ready for Fitzgerald. And that brings me to the question, Coach. Quarterfinals last year, okay? You come into a team, the Fitzgerald Purple Hurricanes, and they just manhandled you with their running game. What do you expect this year from this team? This is what everybody's been waiting for, a rematch, and it's in the dome. Tell us what you're thinking about right now.
Yeah, they're an extremely talented team. And to answer your question, I started immediately as I got home last night. In fact, my daughter, as soon as I walked in the door, she said, "You want me to make you coffee?" I said, "Please." So so I started working on Fitzgerald as soon as I got home about 1 a.m. last night. But I expect them to try to do the same thing, which I don't blame them. They are an extremely talented team and a very, very strong program that Coach Strickland has there. And they're going to try to pound this with their athletes, certainly J.D. King, who's a tremendous football player. But they have gone a little bit more to the shotgun wing T look and can throw the ball. So and obviously have athletes to get the ball to. So it's going to be very tough, a huge challenge, which it should be. You're playing for a state championship. It should be a really, really big challenge. And so they have a great team and a bunch of really good football players, but so do we. And so I think it'll be a great game to watch and be, everything it's supposed to be.
And I had Tommy Palmer on earlier in the first hour, and he says there's a respect from both programs. Tell us what kind of respect you have for Coach Strickland and what he does over there at Fitzgerald, because Fitzgerald's been in the playoffs year in and year out.
Fitzgerald has been a tremendous program for years and years and years. I remember being a kid and, hearing about Fitzgerald and being from that part of the state. And they have just been very good. And Coach Strickland has gone there and even brought it to another level. He does a great job. We have some mutual friends and have for years and have known him for a while. And it just does a great job in the weight room with the kids. They're very, very strong. And then does a good job of just running a year-round program. And they know they've been here, done that. And so have we. So it should be a tremendous matchup.
Well, you look at the coaches over there. You had, of course, names that you probably have heard of: Robbie Pruitt, even Robbie Robinson, and now Jason Strickland. It's just been a winning program. I think their last losing season was 1999, which brings me to my last question, Coach. Coming into this program 5 years ago, okay, you led Calvary Day School for about 5-6 years and had some great teams over there. You rebuilt the program over there. Coming into this situation 5 years ago, where they came off a winless season, did you ever expect to be playing for two state championships within 3 years since you've been there?
No, I certainly did not. I thought we could have success. Didn't exactly know how to define what success meant, but I thought we could win football games and make the alumni and the area proud. I would be lying if I said I thought I'd be playing for two state championships in 3 years, because I did not. I didn't see that coming. But it's a lot of hard work by a lot of people that have made that happen, and just extremely blessed and proud to be in the situation.
Well, Coach, you've done a great job. I know everybody here in Savannah is going to be rooting for you. That's next Saturday, 1 o'clock in the Georgia Dome. And we'll close it out here. Here's your last question. What's it like playing in the Georgia Dome?
It is really exciting. It is very unique. It's different, and the kids enjoy it. But it is exciting. It's a little overwhelming at first because, we're high school coaches. You're not used to playing inside, period. But then you get it all bells and whistles and lights. But really, honestly, once you get past that first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, it turns into, you know, football, and you're playing another team on a field that's the same size as what we normally play on. So it just becomes playing that game.
Well, Danny, like I told you before, great job. Proud to, you know, that, you know, call you my friend, and I really enjoy watching you every Friday night or whatever we get a chance to go over there and do the high school game of the week now. And once again, I know I'm following the cadets, and your march to the dome is going to be a lot of fun. And once again, good luck, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Coach. I appreciate it.
And that's Danny Britt, the head football coach over at Benedictine Military School. I mean, what more you want me to say? I mean, he comes in 5 years ago, and he comes off a record that, you know, let's see, 5 years ago, let's go right here, getting up my little stats here. He comes in, they were 1-9. I do apologize. They weren't winless. They were 1-9. I mean, he goes 5-6 with his first group, and they make the playoffs. And I remember, I was at the game where to get to the playoffs, he had to beat Groves, and he beat Groves on a field goal. The place went wild, 8-4, 13-1, 13-2, 12-1, 14-0, and you know, the dream is there. Undefeated championship for the Benedictine Military School Cadets. But you know what? They're playing a very good team in Fitzgerald. So this is what we're waiting for. 1 o'clock next Saturday in Georgia Dome. And don't forget, every Monday night right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, hosted by the man himself, B.J. Bennett, you can listen to the Danny Britt Show, the Benedictine Military Show, and it'll be on Monday night, and you'll get more insight of what the coach is thinking about Saturday night.